The Conversion of a Protestant Minister. Dear Reverend Mother, it is now some 18 months since I first made the acquaintance of an English translation of the autobiography of Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus. I opened the book here and there, and was at once arrested with the beauty and the originality of the thoughts. I found there had fallen into my hands the work of a genius as well as of a theologian and poet of the first order. Returning to the first page, I read the whole book from cover to cover. The impression proved as lasting as it was extraordinary, although at this time and for months afterwards I was diligently exploring the fogland of rationalism, my mind being steeped in its literature. This sweet and beautiful soul refused to quit me. She would hang lovingly about my path, trying to divert me from its fatal course. She would raise the alarm, saying, "This is the way to the abyss. This is the way that leads to death." How often, during those dark and lonely and hopeless days in which the supernatural was fast fading from my mind, would she plant herself in my path and remonstrate, while repeatedly thoughts of her own lovely character would flash upon me, and words ringing through my soul, "Can rationalism be true, and a life of such beauty and sweetness a lie?" My inmost soul recoiled with a negative. I felt that if human life had any meaning and purpose, the life of this saintly Carmelite must have its meaning and goal. This was, I believe, the turning point in what I slowly realized to be a most dangerous journey. After traveling for months through the quagmire of skepticism, I began at the appealing voice of the saint of Lisieux to withdraw from its unhealthy atmosphere. I gradually lost confidence in its reckless conclusions. Its doctrines became more and more distasteful to me, especially after reading the complete French life of the Little Flower. It was while working my way back to something like solid grounds that a new edition of L'Histoire d'une Armée had been issued. I at once procured a copy, and, as afterwards learned, this turned out to be on the very day a novena to Sister Thérèse had been finished by some friends on my behalf. I read the book and found myself as deeply fascinated as when I first perused it. Never since my boyhood, when I conversed one night with God, did I experience the powers of the world to come as I did when going through the wonderful autobiography. On one occasion, I well remember, while thus occupied, the veil of the unseen seemed as if suddenly drawn aside, and I experienced an indescribable sense as of someone very close to me. No language can express the consciousness of the moment. It was so vivid, so delightful, and withal so unexpected and mysterious. But I could do as little doubt that this was the angelic saint of Lisieux as I could doubt the fact of my existence. I almost worshipped her. She seemed to me so amiable, so beautiful. Then I would thrust away from me every thought of her, accusing myself of superstition and idolatry. It was in vain. She would return, absolutely refusing to quit me, and saying, "Choose my little way, for it is sure." "Well, little flower," I replied, "I will try to follow your counsel, if you help me, for never, since the day I knew you, has my soul ceased to sigh after your way, so beautiful and so divine." This brief sketch, but very imperfectly, expresses the impressions which your angel produced on my heart. It is sufficient, however, I hope, to explain why it was that from this time the communion of saints, as a grand and inspiring reality, became with me a settled conviction. From this date, I began to ask her intercession on my behalf, though, at first, being a Protestant minister, I had to battle with my prejudices. One day at my morning devotions, when about to invoke her, she said to me abruptly, "Why do you ask me to pray for you, while you ignore the Blessed Virgin?" The words surprised me, as I was not at the moment thinking about the Blessed Virgin, but I saw the inconsistency at once, and invoked her also. The promptitude of the response astonished me. Instantly my soul was flooded with a love for the Mother of God, as unexpected as it was extraordinary. My prejudices vanished, and I no longer doubted if it was right to treat Our Lady as a child caresses his mother. Not yet, however, did I contemplate entering the Catholic Church. At this date, I think sometime in February the present year, such a step was far from my intention, for many reasons, and among them this, that I was yet crassly ignorant of the teachings of the Catholic Church. Moreover, there was every prospect that but for the little flower of Jesus, I should remain in this ill-formed state of mind, for though I sometimes dipped into Catholic books, it was not with the object of discovering the exact nature of its teaching, but only to find matter for arguments against it. The influence of Sister Thérèse, however, awakened in me a genuine interest in the whole question of Catholicism, setting me to the study of it with an open mind and with no little seriousness. The result was that at the last light of conviction dawned, and as I was constrained in the teeth of lifelong prejudices and many dislikes to bow to an authority which I felt to be divine. It would be beside the purpose to recount the arguments through which this conviction came. It must suffice now to say that, after a short period of instruction, I was at length received into the Church on April 20th, taking for my baptismal name that of my celestial guide and Savior unto Christ, Francis Maria Theresa. Meanwhile, how can I ever sufficiently prove my gratitude? To her I undoubtedly owe the joy of the faith. Before her I should still be an unhappy Protestant wandering in the night. But for her I should never have lent an ear to the Catholic truth, and never have considered it deserving of the trouble of inquiry. It was she who won my heart to its study, and sustained my interest in it, till at last I entered the one true fold of the great Shepherd of the sheep. I should esteem it a great favor, dear Reverend Mother, if you would be so good as to publish the immense grace of which I have been the recipient, so that the intercessory power of the Saint of Lisieux may become still more widely known, and that others may by her means be led to a knowledge of the faith. Be so good also, dear Reverend Mother, as to accept my most grateful thanks for your kind interest and prayers. Continue to intercede for me, that I may be able to understand more and more of the doctrines of my heavenly guide, and to follow in her sure way to that happy goal.